Afghanistan yesterday after rockets landed on U.S. forward operating base Blessing in eastern Afghanistan. A U.S. airstrike killed 9 Afghan children gathering firewood in Kandahar's Dara-e-Pesh district. This after another recent airstrike killed 64 civilians. Remember that famous photo from Vietnam of the young girl covered in napalm burns? Apparently little has changed since then. U.S. General Petraeus is apologizing for the airstrike, but not everyone considered it enough. Frankfurt International Airport, Germany, yesterday. An Albanian Muslim fighter opened fire on a busload of U.S. Air Force servicemen. He killed 2 of them and wounded 2 more before being tackled. As he fired at the U.S. Air Force, and even after being taken down, he was shouting, "Allahu Akbar," meaning God is great, at the top of his lungs. Nobody has said anything to confirm nor deny any linkage to the airstrike that killed 9 children in Afghanistan the same day. But the wheel is round, and what comes around goes around, especially in war. Baghdad, Iraq, yesterday. A roadside bomb hit a U.S. convoy on Al-Qanat Street in eastern Baghdad without leaving casualties, according to a security source. Zaikar Province, Iraq, Tuesday. A Pakistani driver was injured when a roadside bomb exploded near a U.S. military convoy in southeastern Iraq, according to police. Iraqi police said the explosion happened on a road between Zaikar and Basra in the Abda River region south of the city of Nasira. It said the blast was caused by an explosively formed penetrator, a special type of shaped charge designed to penetrate armor effectively at standoff distances. What's this? U.S. convoys still being hit with explosively formed penetrators in Iraq? Whatever happened to U.S. combat operations in Iraq are over? Oh yeah, that's been said before. Mr. Barack Obama, now's the time to put an end to this river of blood. Bring all the troops home today.